When we're thinking about the word church and the word school, both have something similar. Both the church, the word church and the word school can refer to a building, but also to a community of people. So we're thinking about the community of the school have two kinds of people, the teachers and the students. The teachers is there to serve and to teach the students. In the community of the church, you also have two kinds of people, the clergy and the faithful. And the clergy is to serve and to instruct and teach the people. The head of the school is somebody with letter P, the principal. But also the head of the church, also somebody with letter P, the Pope. And so today we celebrate the authority of the Pope. We celebrate the dedication of the Cathedral Church of the Pope, St. John Lateran in Rome. That church is special. You know, we know there are four major basilicas in Rome, St. Peter, St. Paul, St. Mary Major, and St. John Lateran. We celebrate the dedication of St. Peter Basilica and St. Paul Basilica on November 18. We celebrate the dedication of St. Mary Major Basilica on August 5th. And we celebrate today, you know, November 9, the dedication of St. John Lateran. But of all basilica, this one is special. You know, for on a Sunday, we celebrate that, you know, today on a Sunday of this particular basilica, because only this basilica have the chair, have the cathedral chair of the Pope. And so that chair is a symbol of the authority of the Pope. It's also, of course, a symbol of the Church's unity. So today is a good day that we pray for our Holy Father, the Pope, for his intentions, but also it's a good day that we pray for the unity of the Church. At the Mass, of course, before Communion, we always pray to Lord Jesus, to Jesus Christ, to grant peace and unity to the Church. And I think that's a good moment for us in a special way to pray for the unity of the Church. And we're also thinking about when we celebrate the dedication of the Church, we're also being reminded that a building is being blessed by God and set apart for worship, you know, for devotion. And in a way, it also reminds us, you know, of being blessed and being consecrated. Now, there's a bit of distinction between the two. You know, when we're thinking about sacrament, there are seven sacraments, but there are many sacramentals. Sacramentals are the blessing of the Church. And sometimes some are for blessing, and some is not only a blessing, but it's a consecration. You know, for example, you know, quite often, from time to time, people, you know, ask me to bless a car in the parking lot. So that's a simple blessing. And then some people, they will ask me to bless their house. That's a simple blessing. Some people, they ask me to bless a business. Like yesterday, I blessed a pizza store, you know, yummy. You know, that's a business. You know, it's a blessing. Every day we bless food. Bless us, O Lord, and this thy gift. That's a simple blessing, you know. And sometimes, you know, people, they are going on a journey, they ask me to bless them, a simple blessing. Now, but a simple blessing doesn't change the nature of the thing. After you bless the food, you still eat your food. After you bless your house and car, you can sell and your house and car, you know. And so it doesn't become a holy house that you cannot sell, you know. It's a blessing. So it doesn't change the nature of the thing. It brings God blessing into the daily reality of our lives. But when you consecrate something, it's different. So when you ask the priest, let's say, to bless the rosary, to bless the medals, to bless a statue, the intention is not only to bless, but to consecrate, to set it aside for the purpose of worship and devotion. So once you bless a rosary or a statue or a holy object, that thing is set aside for devotion, for worship, nothing else, you know. When we consecrate a chalice, you know, the chalice, you know, it's a cup. But after it's consecrated, it's only for Mass, for the precious blood. Nothing else. You don't drink from the chalice, you know, in a party, you know. It's only for Mass. It's only for holy purpose. Water also, you know, you can bless water. You can still drink a blessed water. But once you consecrate that, it's no longer just a blessed water. It's become holy water. You know, that holy water forms over there. you know, it's become empty. Always I feel bad because I have to go out and fill the water. It's heavy and you put it back and bless the holy water. It's some exercise. So I check that, you know, it's, I always make sure hopefully it's not too little holy water there. But you know, when it's blessed, then it's consecrated. You don't drink holy water. You know, it's not like regular water anymore. It's only used that for devotion and worship. So you use that for baptism. You use to sprinkle holy water. You will dip holy water, but you don't drink it because it's holy water. It's only for devotion and it's only for worship. So you get an idea. There's a difference between just a simple blessing and consecrated. You know, something being consecrated to God is set aside for holy purpose. So when a building is being consecrated, it's not just a blessing. It's a building being set aside, and that building is only for worship, nothing else. So it's being set aside for holy purpose. Now, when we're thinking about that, that building, of course, is a sign of our community, but also that building becomes a sign of our soul. We think about in a ceremony of a consecration of a church, it's a bit like a baptism. It's a bit like you're baptizing a building. You know, you use holy oil, you use the candles, you know. So it's a bit like a baptism for that particular building. But that's a reminder for us that we are being consecrated. We are being set aside for worshiping God. So when we are baptized, in baptism, we are being set aside. We are being consecrated by the grace of God, by sanctifying grace. But also we think about that, you know, when we come to Mass, you know, we also experience consecration. At the offertory, the ordinary bread and wine is being set aside and offered to God. So that becomes holy bread and holy wine. And then at the most important moment of the Mass, it's called the consecration. The holy bread or holy wine already set aside during the offertory is even made more holy, because when the priest says, "This is my body, this is my blood," the bread and wine become the body and blood of Jesus. So that's the greatest of all consecrations, because it's the most holy. And so when we're thinking about each time we receive Holy Communion, we are being further consecrated to God. You know, we renew our consecration, but we make even more holy. When you're thinking about confirmation, we are being further consecrated to God after our baptism, that we are being marked forever as soldiers of Christ. But also each time, you know, when we go to confession, we are being consecrated because grace infuses into our soul in confession. And then if we have the misfortune to lose sanctifying grace, confession becomes somehow like a re-consecration, that we are once again consecrated to God because of the infusion of sanctifying grace in confession. So it's really important for us to remember that we are being set aside, that we are being set aside for the worship of God. And so we think about our soul and our body become the temple of God. We should not make that like a marketplace. You know, Jesus was quite angry when people make the temple a marketplace. So sometimes, you know, we can make our body, our soul become a marketplace when we, you know, read all kinds of bad things, you know, when we have bad thoughts, impure thoughts, when we do a bad action, committing sin. And so it's really important for us, you know, just as it's so important to keep a church clean and holy, because we know this is the place when consecration is taking place, you know, confession, the sacraments. So it's also important for us to keep our body and soul clean, because by baptism we are being consecrated, we become the temple of God. And so it's important for us to stay away from sin, but also, you know, by means of the sacraments that we keep holy. And not only keeping it holy, but to make it even more holy each time we come to Mass, each time we go to confession. And then, of course, you know, in the church, we offer sacrifice to God. We offer our prayer, our devotion. And so for us too, our body becomes the living temple of God. Every day we should offer sacrifice to God. You know, the threefold formula, you know, prayer, almsgiving, and also penance. Those are the loving sacrifice we offer to God every day. And so it's really important for us to remember that, you know, today as we celebrate the dedication of St. John Latran, we pray for the unity of the Church, we pray for the Holy Father, but also we are reminded that, you know, there is a distinction between just a blessing and consecration, and because of the sacrament, we are being consecrated to God, to be grateful of that consecration, but also be careful to keep our body clean from sin and also make use of the sacraments, especially communion and confession, to allow ourselves to grow and to deepen in this consecration to God.